I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Local leaders are excited about a new mural on the sides of a dilapidated empty building in downtown Moline, imagining the potential for future growth in the area. Last week, Renew Moline, Quad City Arts, and Mayor Stephanie Acree celebrated the unveiling of the work by 25-year-old Davenport artist Brandon Neese, who graduated from Moline High School. He painted the word POSSIBILITY in big turquoise block letters across 7 plywood panels. They're among 9 colorful large pieces he created for a $10,000 public mural on the boarded-up ground floor of the city-owned Spiegel Building off River Drive at 20th Street. Through a competitive process led by the city and Renew Moline, Neese's proposal was chosen from among 28 submissions. The purpose of the mural project is to beautify and draw attention to the building. It's at the center of the redevelopment area created by the $1.2 billion I-74 bridge project. It's one of the few remaining factory buildings in downtown Moline from the industrial era, built between 1928 and 1930, according to Renew Moline, a nonprofit organization and public-private partnership. Renew CEO Alexandra Elias says there are several redevelopment proposals for the site in a variety of uses, including residential and commercial.
You know, the Spiegel Building is part of a much larger redevelopment area that's of great interest to us, to the city, and really is kind of indicative of the future of Moline. This building, the Spiegel Building, just happens to be the first thing you see when you get off the bridge right now, particularly since, you know, the old bridge is still there. That'll change a little bit, but I think no matter what, going forward, this building is a very prominent piece of historic architecture in an area that just doesn't have a lot. So we are considering it just the centerpiece, and we thought it was appropriate to indicate the future possibility of the area by putting something beautiful and neat and optimistic on the River Drive side, just to intrigue people and to invite them to consider what the possibilities of the future are for both the Spiegel Building and for the entire area.
She says the great location next to the new bridge and unique character of the building are the main draw for developers.
You know, this is one of the few buildings we have remaining in downtown Moline that really looks like you think of a historic warehouse, an old loft, you know, a lot of the Chicago-style buildings that, you know, get repurposed into very cool places.
Renew hopes to get more people living and working downtown through redevelopment like the 4-story Spiegel Building.
And I think the I-74 area has all of those features in it. So I think there's room for office growth. There's room for residential growth. There's room for new connections between the university that's here as well as the rest of downtown.
Elias says Brandon Neese's submission was exactly what they wanted. The call for entries asked for artist concepts as well as the use of the word possibility in the art.
Brandon really submitted a compelling concept, and the features of it really encompass a lot of different ideas. So they have shapes and kind of a building block look indicating the future redevelopment potential of the site. And then there are some kind of tribal looking men at the ends, which, you know, indicate more of a, you know, human side of things as well as a historic side of things. And then he designed a headdress to be floral and very vibrant, indicating future growth. So we loved the thoughtfulness that he put into the proposal, and he's just been phenomenal to work with, very professional. He's young, but he's very passionate, and he's very committed to his craft, and he really worked hard on this, and I think that is very clear when you drive by and you see how well it's executed. It really is a nice job. So we were totally thrilled with Brandon, and are just so happy for his success.
Public Art Steering Committee members were excited by the street art style of Neese's plan. The City of Moline is working with Urban Land Institute to make recommendations for the building on how much of it should be residential versus retail and commercial. Renew Moline is doing virtual public art tours of downtown, led by its consulting firm Designing Local. The team will lead viewers virtually through a 2-hour tour of 7 downtown sites to review conditions and dream big about how public art could benefit each space. The last one is planned for Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Zoom. You can register at eventbrite.com. The Spiegel Building is part of a comprehensive downtown public art master plan that Renew Moline has proposed. It's working with Designing Local, based in Columbus, Ohio, which has done similar master plans for cities nationwide, including Atlanta. Renew hopes 6 months from now to have a draft plan. For more information, visit renewmoline.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.